Hi, this is Tony Allen with Signet4713.com, host of Gospel Way Podcast. Today's episode is titled, A Prayer for Ukraine. And the reading is going to come from Psalms 10. Now, this psalm here speaks directly to what Ukraine is going through and the people there. Putin is evil. He is wicked. To kill innocent people for no reason, that is not the spirit of God. I don't care how often he pretends to go to church and put on this show in the public. His heart is not with the Father, period. To kill innocent blood for no reason, women, children, bombing hospitals, schools, infrastructure, deliberately putting them in the cold is evil. It's wicked. He does not have the backbone to fight or even fight when he invaded unjustly. So now he wants to destroy the infrastructure there. Excuse me. That's evil. It's wicked. These people are not military people. They're innocent civilians. Why are you killing civilians? It is wicked. It is evil. It is weak. You know you cannot beat that army in Ukraine fairly. So you're going to do everything that's wicked, weak, and unjust to keep your pride in good standing. You don't care about nothing or no one but yourself. That includes your own army. Those people have been forced to fight an unjust war because of what you think and what you believe. It is not right. And Jesus is paying attention. This is what the Lord has to say about it. In Psalms 10, as it is written, verse 1, why do you stand off afar, O Lord? Why do you hide in times of trouble? There's a question mark there. The wicked in his pride, Putin in his pride, persecutes the poor. Let them be caught in the plots which they have devised. Now, I'm going to stop there for a second. One thing we must understand, when the Lord said it is finished, we have to go back to his words. When you are praying, this message for the people in Ukraine, when you are praying, open his word, speak his words, because Jesus is faithful to watch over his words. You have to speak his words. I know your heart is probably in the right place when you're crying out to the Lord, but he's watching over his words. Put him in action. Activate his words. He is faithful to watch over them. He said in Isaiah 43:26, put me in remembrance. Let us contend together. That means speak his words in prayer. All right, that's what I'm doing here. This is what he's paying attention to. For the eyes of the Lord travels to and fro throughout the whole earth, seeking to show himself strong on behalf of those whose heart is loyal to him. All right, now watch this. In verse 3, for the wicked boasts in his heart's desire. Putin boasts in his heart's desire. He's thinking about himself. He blesses the greedy and renounces the Lord. The wicked, Putin, in his pride, in his proud countenance, does not seek God. He has no part of God. He has nothing to do with the Lord. Because if he did, he would not have been invading this country the way he is doing. So this is none of God's doing. Let's just get that clear. This is not Jesus doing. Jesus said, I will avenge. I don't want you to avenge. I will avenge. But he's doing this on his own because of his pride. Now watch this. Verse 4. The wicked, Putin, in his proud countenance does not seek God. God is in none of his thoughts. None. As it is written. Verse 5, his ways are always prospering. That oil he has, that's his fuel to do all of this wickedness on this earth. Your judgments are far above, out of his sight. As for all his enemies, he sneers at them. That's him boasting about what he has. That's his little boast about, I got nuclear this, I got nuclear that. Guess what? You're not the only country with nuclear weapons. And you're not stupid. You're smart enough to know that you will get annihilated if you use those things. So you can keep boasting about that if you want to. But the bottom line is, he's smart enough to know he don't want to end his own life. That pride of his will not allow that. All right, now let's just get that clear. All of his enemies, he sneers at them. He said in his heart, Putin said in his heart, I shall not be moved. I shall never be in adversity. Verse 7, his mouth is full of cursing and deceit and oppression. Under his tongue is trouble and inequity. All right, that is his, that this verse here was written directly for Putin and his wickedness and all of these tyrants and these dictators. All right, this goes out to them. This is what the Lord is saying. This is what, and listen, Jesus and his word has no time. All right. If it was written 2,000 years ago, it is just as effective today. That's why he said, put me in remembrance. Let us contend together. Speak my words over your situation. It is finished. When he said that, he meant it. When he said all these words, we are to go back to his words and speak his words over our situations. All right. Verse 8. He sits in the lurking places of the villages. In the secret places, he murders the innocent. His eyes are secretly fixed on the helpless, bombing schools, children, women, hospitals. He don't care. His eyes are secretly fixed on the helpless. That's verse 8. Now, verse 9. He lies in wait secretly as a lion in his den. He lies in wait to catch the poor. He catches the poor when he draws him in his net. So he crouches. He lies low, that the helpless may fall by his strength. Verse 11, he has said in his heart, God has forgotten. Guess what? God has not forgotten. We need to speak the words that Jesus left. It is finished. We go back to his words. We put him in remembrance. We contend together with the Lord, and we speak his words over the situation, and that's when the Lord moves. God has forgotten. This is written. Verse 11. He has said in his heart. Putin said in his heart. God has forgotten. He hides his face. He will never see. Verse 12. Arise, O Lord. O God, lift up your hand. Do not forget the humble. Why do the wicked renounce God? He has said in his heart. You will not require an account. That's what Putin is thinking. He's not going to get held accountable for this. Verse 14, but you have seen, for you observe trouble and grief, to repay it by your hand. The helpless commits himself to you. You are the helper of the fatherless. Break the arm of the wicked and the evil man. Break Putin's arm. Seek out his wickedness until you find none. Verse 16, the Lord is king forever and ever. The nations have perished out of his hand, The nations have perished out of his land. Verse 17, Lord, you have heard the desire of the humble. You will prepare their heart. You will cause your ear to hear, to do justice to the fatherless and the oppressed. The man, Putin, of the earth may oppress no more. That's how it ends. This is Psalms 10. Now, for the leader of Ukraine, meditate on this psalm and speak these words out aloud. This battle is for the Lord. You have to bring him into this. Stop trying to do it in your own might and your own strength. Seek the Lord with all your heart, and you will find him. If you seek him with all your heart, you will find the Lord. You have to speak his words. He said, put me in remembrance. That means speak my words. Let us contend together. This is what you must do. This battle is for the Lord. Seek him diligently and you will find him. Putin is evil, period. He is wicked. There is no rational discussions that can be made for him to end this war. He will not do it. His pride will not allow it. Speak the Lord's words and watch what happens. You got to bring Jesus into this. This is how the war will end. Amen and God bless.